Thank you, Chair Elena. Thank you, Natalia, in the Secretariat. Good morning, everyone. And thank you for the opportunity to share progress on the target setting under the water and health protocol in Spain. The last report of targets was done in 2020, and the report is a joint exercise between the Ministry of Health, Consumer Affairs and Social Welfare and the Ministry for the Ecological Transition and the Demographic Challenge of Spain, to which I now represent, and I work under the General Directorate for Water, which is the unit responsible in this ministry for the reporting and the target setting assessment. Spain, as a member state of the European Union, and as has it my colleagues of Germany and Portugal as well, Spain has adopted the targets that arise from the health and environmental acquis of the European Union, and mainly in particular the targets coming from the directives on drinking water, the Urban Wastewater Treatment Directive, and the legal provisions of the Water Framework Directive. The implementation of these directives into the national legislation and the national rules have their respective national public participatory process. The fact of having common legislative tools for achieving environmental objectives provide clear benefits for the protection of citizens' health and the protection of the water bodies. And this is something that I would like to highlight as Spain, because in the international arena, we think that this common regional acquis provide clear benefits to the protection on the environment and also of the health. So I would like to bring to the floor some of the issues we are working now on in view of the new reporting cycle and in view of some potential target reviews on the new cycle, reporting cycle. We are in the process of transposing to our national legislation the new drinking water directive. The directive entered into force in last January 2021, and we have 2 years to transpose it into national legislation. So we are working with a group of stakeholders and engaged parties in the transposition of this directive. And this new directive has some revised targets and includes provision for developing risk management plans along all the drinking water system. So this new issue of the directive could include provide to enhance the protection of the sources of drinking waters and provides tools for better coordination with the river basin management plans and the health authorities under the implementation in particular of the Water Framework Directive. So the new provisions of the directive on risk management plans, we think that it will enhance the protection of water bodies, and it would imply new targets probably. We are preparing for a new proposal. We are preparing in Spain for a new proposal for the Urban Wastewater Treatment Directive, which is now under the review in the process of being reviewed in the European Union. This directive has been a very important issue in the European Union for the protection of water bodies, but it's quite old directive, and now we are in the process. The European Commission is in the process of proposing a new directive. And in Spain, we are preparing in this process by analyzing the impacts that different policy options could have in our treatment plans and in the protection of our water bodies. We are also created a coordination group for this impact assessment. And we in particular would like to take to the floor that we are reviewing our commitments related to storm overflows, discharges from small agglomeration, and also the targets related to microbiological protection, including in the surveillance of COVID-19. Which we have already developing. I would also like to say that the surveillance of COVID-19 has proved to be a very effective tool for early warning of the presence of SARS-CoV-2 in incoming waters to wastewater treatment plants in order to alert health authorities and supporting information for decision taking of preventive measures to the population. So we are also committed to reduce targets on phosphorus and nitrogen recovery from wastewater, which are going to be reused in particular for agricultural purposes. And this is just some examples of the potential review of targets under the new reporting cycle. And I will be finally say that we are also in the process of adapting our review systems to the EU regulation on minimum requirements for reused water for agriculture, which this regulation was adopted in May 2020 and has to be completely entered into force in June 2023. And we are also working also with a technical committee and different stakeholders in the adaptation of this process. And it also includes a risk management plans for reuse systems, which are also assessing and developing guidelines for them. So it would imply probably new targets for the new exercise. So at CER, we take note of the new deadline of 2022 for the review, for which we hope to give more visibility for this new process, but we would like to have more visibility to the process of the targets under the protocol and get more engagement of authorities and stakeholders with the specific tool of the protocol of water and health. And this is all I would like to highlight. And we are fully engaged with the protocol in Spain, and we hope to give it more visibility in the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much.